Unit 4. Focus 1. Language Skills. Section 1. Model Passage Reading. My First Kiss, and then some.
I was a very shy teenager, and so was my first boyfriend. We were high school students in a small town. We had been dating for about 6 months. A lot of sweaty hand-holding, actually watching movies and talking about nothing in particular. We often came close to kissing. We both knew that we wanted to be kissed. But neither of us had the courage to make the first move. Finally, while sitting on my living room couch, he decided to go for it. We talked about the weather, really, and then he leaned forward. I put a cushion up to my face to block him. He kissed the cushion. I wanted to be kissed so badly, but I was too nervous to let him get close, so I moved away, down the couch. He moved closer. We talked about the movie. Who cared? He leaned forward again. I blocked him again. I moved to the end of the couch. He followed. We talked. He leaned. I stood up. My leg muscles must have been hurting. I walked over near the front door and stood there, leaning against the wall with my arms crossed, and said impatiently, "Well, are you going to kiss me or not?" "Yes," he said. So I stood tall, closed my eyes tight, stuck my lips out, and faced upward. I waited and waited. Why wasn't he kissing me? I opened my eyes. He was coming right at me. I smiled. He virtually kissed my teeth. I could have died. He left promptly. I wondered if he had told anyone about my awkward behavior. Since I was so extremely and painfully shy, I abandoned any hope of finding a date. I practically hid for the next 2 years, causing me to never have another date all through high school. As a matter of fact, when I walked down the hallway at school, and if I saw him, or any other great guy walking toward me, I quickly leapt into the nearest room until he passed. And these were boys I had known since childhood. The first year at college, I was determined not to be shy any longer. I wanted to learn how to kiss with confidence and grace. I did. In the spring, I went home. I walked into the latest hangout, and in the dim light, who do you suppose I saw sitting at the karaoke bar but my old kissing partner? I walked over to his bar stool and patted him on the shoulder. Without hesitation, I took him in my arms, leaned him back over his stool, and kissed him with my most assertive kiss. I sat him up, looked at him victoriously, and said, "So there." He pointed to the lady next to him and said to me, "Mary Jane, I'd like you to meet my wife. We are here for the first anniversary of our marriage."
New words.
Shy.
Teenager.
Sweaty.
Hand-holding.
Actually.
Particular.
Courage.
Couch.
Lean.
Forward.
Cushion.
Block.
Nervous.
Muscle.
Impatiently.
Lip.
Upwards.
Virtually.
Promptly.
Wonder.
Awkward.
Behavior.
Extremely.
Painfully.
Abandon.
Practically.
Hallway.
Guy.
Leap.
Childhood.
Determined.
Confidence.
Grace.
Hangout.
Dim.
Suppose.
Karaoke.
Bar.
Partner.
Stool.
Pat.
Shoulder.
Hesitation.
Assertive.
Victoriously.
Anniversary.
Marriage.
Proper noun.
Mary Jane. Section 2. Listening and speaking. Listening.
1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
Hi, Mike. What a surprise meeting you here.
How nice seeing you, Mary. It's been ages since we... You remember that night?
Of course. How could I have possibly forgotten that night? We were sitting on the couch in my living room, talking about the weather, movies, and whatnot. You leaned forward.
Ah, yes. But you put a cushion up to block me, and I kissed the cushion instead.
Yes, I was so nervous then. And I would not let you get close to me, you know?
What did you do then?
I moved away, down the couch. But you moved closer.
Yes, I remember now. You moved to the end of the couch. I followed. Then you stood up.
You stood up too, but you kissed my teeth.
But why were you laughing when I...
2. Listen to a passage twice, and then choose the best answer to each question.
Email. Email is a new way of communication for many people. It is a means of meeting people with similar interests or problems. Emailers write letters on their computers, then send them through their telephone line to an online computer far away. Email addresses, either names or numbers, automatically send mails to the right locations. Emailing is not a real conversation, but compared with the U.S. slow mail, which Americans call their mail service, it is much faster. Reply can be back at once or within hours, depending on how often the receiver checks his computer. Email can also create friendship and draw families closer. Emailers sit in comfortable chairs and talk with unseen friends or relatives in front of the computer. Linda, a first-year student at London University in Britain, writes a few words to her mother whenever she is at a computer. Her mother says, "It's funny. We talk more now than when Linda lives at home." Sending email is much cheaper than making long-distance calls, and it has aroused people's interest in writing letters again. In writing emails, many people begin to pay attention to their grammar, vocabulary, and spelling, which they almost forget. In short, emailing brings people together and makes the world even smaller.
Questions. 1. What is email?
2. Which group of people is most likely to use email according to the passage?
3. Which of the following is not true about email?
4. What do Americans think of the mail service in their country?
5. What is mainly discussed in the passage?
5. Email. Email is a new way of communication for many people. It is a means of meeting people with similar interests or problems. Emailers write letters on their computers, then send them through their telephone line to an online computer far away. email addresses, either names or numbers, automatically send mails to the right locations. Emailing is not a real conversation, but compared with the U.S. slow mail, which Americans call their mail service, it is much faster. Reply can be back at once or within hours, depending on how often the receiver checks his computer. Email can also create friendship and draw families closer. Emailers sit in comfortable chairs and talk with unseen friends or relatives in front of the computer. Linda, a first-year student at London University in Britain, writes a few words to her mother whenever she is at a computer. Her mother says, "It's funny. We talk more now than when Linda lives at home." Sending email is much cheaper than making long-distance calls, and it has aroused people's interest in writing letters again. In writing emails, many people begin to pay attention to their grammar, vocabulary, and spelling, which they almost forget. In short, emailing brings people together and makes the world even smaller.
Questions. 1. What is email?
2. Which group of people is most likely to use email according to the passage?
3. Which of the following is not true about email?
4. What do Americans think of the mail service in their country?
5. What is mainly discussed in the passage?
3. Listen to the passage twice and then answer the questions.
Telling each other what you want or need. All too often, partners expect their spouses to be mind readers. And when they aren't, someone usually ends up hurt or angry. What do you want most from your relationship? More time together? More conversation? More appreciation? Make a list of 3 things you care about most and ask your spouse to do the same. Share your lists with each other and start fulfilling each other's needs. Getting past the money struggles. Money can break up a marriage for different reasons. Life is hard when we do not have enough money, but we may find it difficult how to handle it when there's enough, and the power struggles involved when it comes to decide who should control money. The best way to avoid disagreements about money is to work together to make a plan that includes spending money for both of you. In the first year of marriage, the man speaks and the woman listens. In the second year of marriage, the woman speaks and the man listens. In the third year of marriage, they both speak and the neighbors listen. When a newly married man looks happy, we know why. When a 10-year married man looks happy, we wonder why. Love is one long, sweet dream, and marriage is the alarm clock. Telling each other what you want or need. All too often, partners expect their spouses to be mind readers, and when they aren't, someone usually ends up hurt or angry. What do you want most from your relationship? More time together? More conversation? More appreciation? Make a list of 3 things you care about most and ask your spouse to do the same. Share your lists with each other and start fulfilling each other's needs. Getting past the money struggles. Money can break up a marriage for different reasons. Life is hard when we do not have enough money, but we may find it difficult how to handle it when there's enough. and the power struggles involved when it comes to decide who should control money. The best way to avoid disagreements about money is to work together to make a plan that includes spending money for both of you. In the first year of marriage, the man speaks and the woman listens. In the second year of marriage, the woman speaks and the man listens. In the third year of marriage, they both speak and the neighbors listen. When a newly married man looks happy, we know why. When a 10-year married man looks happy, we wonder why. Love is one long, sweet dream, and marriage is the alarm clock.
Speaking. Reference answer.
Hello, Lynn. Any plans tonight?
Well, actually, I have a date.
Really? As far as I know, you've been single for 1 year already. So, tell me, how did you get to know your date?
I met him online through a special website named Start Dating.
Are you kidding? Stay away from trouble.
Come on, the internet has become so popular, and meeting people on the internet is pretty common.
If you want to get married, you may find somebody online. But just keep in mind that the internet crime is also not uncommon.
That's true. I'll be careful when meeting online friends.
How long have you two known each other?
About 1 month, but we both enjoy our chatting.
Are you sure that he is always representing himself honestly?
Not really, and that's the reason why I asked him out. Besides, I hate instant marriage.
And then you two can get to know each other further and directly. Good luck. Have a good time.
Yeah, thanks. And I hope that you'll find an online friend before long.
Focus 2. Language use.
Section 1. Practical reading. Online dating.
Claire was single for 3 years. She had been in a long relationship when she was in her early 20s. But after that ended, she needed a break from the whole dating scene. After 3 years of enjoying time on her own, Claire decided to jump into the seemingly intimidating world of online dating. She had friends who met special people and ended up getting married, so she figured she'd give it a chance. The only question she had then was, where do I begin? Now that Claire, and possibly you, is about to enter into the world that is online dating, what are the key things that everyone needs to know? What are the do's, don'ts, and common errors of many first-time online dates? Read on for a few ideas about how to take your first step into the exciting world of dating online. To start out with, pick an online dating service that is right for you. The good news is that there are a lot of free websites that you may have access to for dating online these days. So there are plenty of options for you to choose from without having to worry about paying for multiple memberships. Select a service that seems to have members who might appeal to you. But be careful, because not all the profiles used to tempt you to sign up are real, and a site that looks like it will suit your online dating goals. Next, it's time to make your profile. The significance of your profile cannot be stressed enough. This will be your introduction to the rest of the members on whichever dating service you sign up for. Lots of first-time online dates are nervous about posting pictures. If you're uncomfortable with it, you can wait. But remember to post a picture eventually. This will multiply the number of responses you'll get. Also, keep your profile light and friendly, and be honest with everything you write in your profile. If you make yourself sound better than you are, or lie, unless it's obvious that you're joking, the truth will come out eventually if you meet someone special. So it's better to be truthful from the get-go. Even though your profile is important, don't take it too seriously. Remember that above all, you're here to have fun, and hopefully that idea will come across to other people. Also, remember to be honest with people you're messaging back and forth with. There's nothing worse than anticipating that you're getting to know someone who will capture your imagination, then meeting and realizing that they misrepresented themselves. Try to make everyone's experience when dating online, whether yours or others, positive. New words.
Online.
Relationship.
Seen.
Seemingly.
Intimidating.
Special.
Figure.
Possibly.
Error.
Exciting.
Service.
Website.
Access.
Option.
Multiple.
Select.
Appeal.
Profile.
Tempt.
Site.
Goal.
Significance.
Stress.
Introduction.
Whichever.
Uncomfortable.
Eventually.
Multiply.
Response.
Truth.
Truthful.
Get-go.
Hopefully.
Forth.
Anticipate.
Capture.
Imagination.
Misrepresent.
Experience.
Positive.
Proper noun.
Claire.